Nikki is in Point Loma. Nikki has a relationship that's fairly new and has a speed bump in the fact that her partner is starting to question how she spends her money. Mm-hmm. Sounds perfect for John and Tammy's Love Him or List Him on KSON. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
All right, Nikki, go ahead and share the story that you want loyal listeners to help you out with in Love Him or List Him.
All right. So I've been seeing this guy for a while now, and we're starting to get more serious and talking about the future. And so we're having conversations about moving in together. But ever since we started having those conversations, I've been noticing that he'll make these little comments about how I spend my money.
Okay.
Especially whenever I spend something on myself. So I come home with a new purse or I go get my nails done. But then he goes and he drops hundreds of dollars on things like video game consoles. And I'm just supposed to sit here and take that, I guess.
Okay. So he questions your purchases, like, oh, how much did you spend? Why'd you spend that on that? But he has no problem dropping money for gifts for himself.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I guess my most important question is, what kind of video game console
is he playing?
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. That's not a conversation for a later time. So, Nikki, when he asks you about your money, is it a question or is it more like an accusation? Like, what are you doing spending your money on that?
Yeah, it feels like an accusation.
Okay.
I feel like he thinks that I'm being irresponsible.
Now, is it harsh to say it's my money, it's none of your business, or is that why I'm single? I'm being serious. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's the first thing that pops into my mind.
No, I think that's fair. And that's why I'm so stuck, because I'm wondering if I'm just self-sabotaging and overanalyzing all of it.
Oh, I see.
Or if this is actually a red flag.
So maybe part of you might be thinking that maybe you're taking it that way and that's not the way he means it. Now, have you ever said to him, have you ever kind of rebutted with, well, you just bought a PS whatever for $400?
I have. And he just kind of shuts down. Like, we don't have a conversation about
that. Oh, interesting.
All right. So, to sum it up, Nikki's in this relationship, thinking about moving in together, but something has happened, and Nikki wants to know whether she should love him or list him. And that something is he's questioning her purchases with her own money. At the same time, he goes and buys what he wants and does not want her to comment on that. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
Well, this is where our KSON loyal listeners step in, 833-287-1037. It's time for you to chime in. Should Nikki in Point Loma love him or should she list him?
Nikki, I want you to hang out with us, okay? And when we come back, we are going to get some of the opinions of our KSON loyal listeners. You're going to do what you want to do, obviously. Keep that in mind. But this will be kind of a little nudge, some advice, some helpful tidbits from people who care. And if you just want to hang out, we'll see how things go, okay?
Sounds good.
So is it a PS5 he spent his money on?
Oh, my God,
stop. I'm really dying.
833-287-1037. Call in right now and let Nikki know should she love him or list him with John and Tammy on KSON.
John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON. Back with Love Him or List Him. Earlier we heard from Nikki in Point Loma describing what her situation is.
We're having conversations about moving in together, but ever since we started having those conversations, I've been noticing that he'll make these little comments about how I spend my money. But then he goes and he drops hundreds of dollars on things like video game consoles, and I'm just supposed to sit here and take that, I guess.
That's Nikki's situation. Now it's up to you, KSON loyal listeners. 833-287-1037. Should Nikki love him or list him?
All right, Cambria's in Point Loma. Cambria, should she love him or list him? And tell us why.
I think she should love him with caution.
Love him with caution. Well said. Go ahead.
I would try having a conversation with him and saying, like, hey, I noticed you've been doing this and commenting on how I spend my money. Like, do you have a problem with that? Or do you have a different way you feel like I should be spending my money? And see his response.
And okay. There you go. Get the response, and that gives you your answer.
Love him with caution. Well said, Cambria. Let's go to Fiona. Fiona, first of all, I love your name. You're in Coronado. Should she love him or list him, and why?
I think she needs to list him. And I'm saying this because if he's going to be petty right now about her purchases, ooh, what happens when they get married or have kids and there's bigger purchases that need to be had? And then, you know, becomes petty about those too, I feel like it could create a really hostile relationship.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like these two would do well with a joint account either, does it? All right. Thank you, Fiona.
That's great.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Let's go to Courtney in El Cajon. Courtney, should she love him or list him, and give us your reason why?
I would say list him. Just because if he's being this like possessive and rude about her money now. What happens when in the future you get married and things like that? Is he going to be this controlling as well?
This sounds exactly like our last caller, and I'm hearing words like petty and possessive. Those are some pretty strong accusations.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Trish is in Fallbrook. Trish, should she love him or list him, and why do you think that?
List but loser, because it only gets worse.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, that was pretty harsh. I have a feeling there's some personal feelings in here, Trisha.
Oh, was it the loser part you think that gave it away?
All right.
Thank you.
You bet. And to Lemon Grove we go, and Russ.
Russ, should she love him or list him, and why?
Definitely list him. He should be buying motorcycle parts instead of video game consoles.
All right, Russ. Wow. Good to hear from the dudes once in a while. That's awesome. Thanks, pal. Wow. This one took me by surprise. I thought for sure we'd go with love. And let's go back to Nikki now. Nikki. Ouch. It seems many people have the same opinion that if this is starting now, it's just going to get worse. And KSO and loyal listeners, Nikki, are saying Thanksgiving or not, list them. What do you think?
Honestly, it's kind of a relief to hear other people validate what I'm already kind of feeling, because I know that I can get in my head sometimes, but it helps to hear that I'm not overreacting from someone else.
Yeah, and the big thing to call out, it's not so much that he's saying, hey, don't buy that, that's a lot of money, we need to save. It's that he calls you out, but then he constantly goes out and spends a lot of money on himself and does not want to hear about it. So I think that's the key right there, that he's not going to change.
And that's a really good point. Nikki, let me ask you this. If he didn't question how you spend your money, would you be cool with him spending hundreds of bucks with his money?
Oh, that's a hard question. I think I would be more okay with it, but I would still want to have a conversation about it, because finances are important when you're moving in together.
Okay.
Okay.
You're a very responsible young woman. Nick, a young woman. What am I, your uncle? That's weird. Sorry. Nikki, it sounds like you got your act together, and depending on what you want to do, we wish you the best of luck. Thank you for hanging out with us and sharing your story on Love Him or List Him.
Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Oh, back at you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.